Merry Christmas! You are listening to the Legacy Homeschool Reflections podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Adams, welcoming you to this episode of the podcast. We are going to be talking today about how Jesus is the source of true peace. If you do not know me, I am a homeschool graduate from the vintage pioneer days of the movement. I was homeschooled way back when it was not cool to be homeschooling, and many people did not even know what homeschooling was. I remember as a young girl, if I would say, well, I'm homeschooled, many people would answer with, what's that? And they thought it was really weird. And homeschooling has since exploded, and it seems everybody knows someone who's homeschooling. But I can look back at the history and see how far the movement truly has come, and I'm thankful for the freedoms that the pioneer parents fought to allow us to have freedom to homeschool and to not be concerned as much about legal battles over homeschooling and that sort of thing. So I'm just really thankful for my home education experience, and I'm thankful that now my husband and I have the freedom to homeschool our 7 children on our small hobby farm in Texas. Our Bible verse for this episode of the podcast is John 14:27. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14:27. Well, on this episode of the podcast, I want us to talk about peace. At Christmas time, we see many things that say peace, or we may sing many songs about peace and joy and love. And I think that the world is longing for peace. But the sad thing is that much of the world does not realize that Jesus is the source of true peace. I don't know about you, but the older I get, the more my heart longs for things like peace and joy and a silent night during the Christmas season. Now, I do remember when I was younger and I looked forward to the excitement of the holiday festivities, to parties we would host in our home and church gatherings and, oh, just all kinds of events and festivities during the season. And it seemed like I would run around and be super busy. I remember as a young girl putting on Christmas programs with the children at church, and I was busy, and I loved the busyness during the Christmas season. It seemed that I would thrive on that kind of busyness, the hustle and bustle and the excitement. But I guess as I'm getting older, more and more, what I really long for are quiet, reflective, and peaceful moments. Moments to sit and be still and ponder the things the Lord has done, to reflect on His faithfulness, and to draw those I love near and spend time with them at home. We do hear a lot about peace at Christmas time, and I think many are longing for peace. And as I said earlier, they are looking for peace, and yet they don't understand that Jesus is the only source of true and lasting peace. If you listen to me speak much or you read my book, you will probably pick up on the fact that I am a fan of Charles Spurgeon. I do remember as a little girl my daddy having a set of Charles Spurgeon commentaries on his bookshelves. And these were hardback books, and they had pretty pastel covers, like paper covers. They were each seemed like each book had a different pastel color cover on it. And I guess I was drawn to them because they were pretty. But now I have come to understand, as I'm older, the wealth of wisdom in the writings of Charles Spurgeon. And he said this about peace. He said, do you not feel, my brethren, that the gospel of God is peace to man? Where else can peace be found but in the message of Jesus? Where else can peace be found but in the message of Jesus? The world around us screams that peace will come through a political party, through politicians, through a perfectly organized, Pinterest-worthy home. through financial success or social status or a public platform. It seems these days that's what people are running for there with social media. Everybody wants to have a platform. Having good looks and maintaining youthfulness and health, or people think, oh, my life will be peaceful if I can travel and have all the entertainment I want. And many other distractions promise us peace, but they disappoint. They're not the source of true peace. If we let our gaze shift from Jesus to chasing these things, and I want to say that these things may not be wrong in and of themselves. Many of these things are good gifts from God. But if we look to these things as the source of our peace, we will forfeit peace instead of gain it. I think of the words to the old hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." The lyrics say, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." And so often we're so busy with our lives and we have so many things going and so many pressures that they rob us of our peace. But this song reminds us we forfeit peace because we do not carry these things to God in prayer. So really, the struggles and the pressures and the distractions can lead us to the Father's presence, to help us to bow before Him and say, "Father, I need you. I cannot carry all of this alone. I cannot have the wisdom to know how to handle these challenges in my life, these struggles. I need you, Father." During this Christmas season, I just want to encourage you, as I encourage myself, to keep our eyes on Jesus. To let us remember that He is the true source of our joy and our peace. Festivities are fun and gifts are a blessing, and life offers us many joys, but truly those things will never fully satisfy apart from Jesus. They will never be enough apart from the Savior. He is the source of every good thing. As the verse says, every good and every perfect gift comes from the Father above. He is the only one who can give us quietness of heart when things are busy, and peace through chaos, so that we can say, "It is well with my soul." I'd like to just read a little bit of that beautiful hymn, "It is well with my soul." I love this hymn, and I love all the verses. One of my favorites is, "Though Satan should buffet, the trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ hath regardeth my helpless estate and hath shed His own blood for my soul." And as I was looking at this hymn, I noticed some of the less familiar verses that we usually don't sing. At least I was not familiar. This one right here, I thought was very beautiful. It says, "But Lord, 'tis for Thee, for Thy coming we wait. The sky, not the grave, is our goal. O trump of the angel, O voice of the Lord, blessed hope, blessed rest of my soul." And of course the refrain says, "It is well. It is well with my soul, it is well with my soul." And we see examples in the body of Christ of people who have learned this lesson. I think of Johnny Erickson Tada. I write and speak of her often as an example. She has learned to say, "It is well with my soul," after all of these years of living with quadriplegia and going through cancer now for a second time, and all of the chronic pain she deals with. And yet she has this exuberant joy. She has learned to say, "It is well with my soul." Well, friends, it is hard to believe that Christmas is inching up so quickly. We're just around 2 weeks away, and I hope that as we move forward and closer to Christmas Day, that we can all let the peace of Christ dwell and rule in our hearts, that His peace can just kind of wash over us no matter what we're going through and how busy and how chaotic that we can take those moments to just let our Father hold us and cover us in His peace. I hope that the world around us can see in us what they are searching for, the true kind of peace that cannot be bought or gained by human effort, and that we could be quick to share where our peace and where our hope comes from. I think the Christmas season affords us increased opportunities to talk about Jesus and His birth and the hope that He gives us. It does still kind of amaze me that I can go into stores and hear words in songs like the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay, and in these public places where we normally don't see any recognition of our Savior, they're playing Christmas hymns. And so the world is already thinking about Jesus and the Nativity to some degree, and it's an opportunity for us to share the hope that lies within us. I hope that this has been encouraging to you. I am having a very busy holiday season, and it seems to be flying by as usual. But this has been on my heart, thinking about this topic of peace, and that regardless of what's going on around us, regardless of the circumstances, we can have peace when we quiet our hearts before the Lord. So let's be careful to take those moments to abide in Jesus, to look to Him, to be prayerful, and to ask the Father for His peace to cover all of the other busyness and distractions. And I hope that you have a very blessed, joyful, peaceful rest of the Christmas season. And I do thank you for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you would take this bit of time out of your day to listen. And I appreciate all the feedback. If you've not left a review on iTunes, I would appreciate that. And if you have any questions or ideas on topics of things that you would like for me to discuss on the podcast, I would love to hear from you. Love to know more of who's listening. And I just hope that you have a blessed week. Thank you, friends, and I will look forward to our time together next time. I think I'd just like to end this podcast with praying. And Father, we just come before You, and I thank You for all of these ladies who are listening to the podcast, Lord Jesus. I pray that You would bless each one of them, that You would draw each one of them, Lord, closer to Your heart today, that regardless of what is going on in their lives and their families and their circumstances, Lord, that You would give them Your peace that passeth all understanding. Father, please renew our hearts and our minds, that we would remember where true peace comes from. It cannot be bought. It cannot be put in a present, a box, or a bag and wrapped up, Lord. True peace comes through You. Thank You for Jesus coming to be our peace, coming to be our hope, coming to be our Savior. Please help us, Lord, to focus on this wonderful gift of Christ this season. And Lord, help us to be quick to share that with those around us. Help us to have a Christ-centered, peaceful Christmas season that will bring You glory.